91.5 WMFO Medford.
It's 4 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host Donnelly Brown on this Sunday, October the 15th, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Those numbers again, 1-855-915-WMFO 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 15th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. It began way back in February of 2017, and now there are only four teams left standing in the major leagues as far as baseball is concerned. And so, therefore, here are the scores. Yesterday, the Astros defeated the Yankees 2-1, and they're leading 2-0. Astros defeated the Yankees 2-1. And there were two 2-1 games. And the first game, also, the Astros won 2-1. And so they lead that series 2-0. Yesterday, Verlander got the best of Orlando's Chapman. And Altuve went 2-for-4, scored the winning run all the way from first base on a double by Correa, who also went 2-for-3, scored a run, got two RBIs, and he hit a home run. So, in that series, the Astros lead the Yankees 2-0. Over in the National League, the first game of the playoffs got underway yesterday, and the Dodgers defeated the Cubs 5-2. Maeda, in relief, got the win. Yasiel Puig hit a home run. Taylor hit a home run for the Dodgers. And so, they lead that series 1-0. Rondon got the loss for the Cubs. And Almora hit a home run. Okay, I'm assuming you're going to want my perspective. after the Red Sox went down, I didn't give up hope. I just thought it was going to... I thought the Astros looked really good. And I thought it would be the Astros and the Indians. Indians were up 2-0 and lost 3 in a row. And so, it's the Astros and the Yankees. I picked the Astros to win that one. Haven't seen the Dodgers play a full game all year. And I didn't see much of the National League really all year. Saw bits and pieces here and there throughout the year. Thought it would be the Dodgers and the Nationals, but the Cubs came back after a slow start. And now they're trailing the Dodgers 1-0. It'll be interesting to see if they can pull off another comeback like they did last year in the World Series. But I think the Dodgers, based upon what little I've heard, they had a big winning streak near the end of the season. Then they cool off. But I think the Dodgers are going to do it this year. And so I'm looking for the Astros and the Dodgers in the World Series. And don't ask me yet who I think is going to win. Let's let them get there first, okay? 4:13 here on WMFO in Medford. 60 degrees outside our studio right now. Kind of foggy outside. We'll be bringing you that weather update a little bit later on during the Sounds of Praise program, sometime around 6:30 or so. I think you should be getting out of bed around that time, and you might want to know how to dress and everything else. So we'll be giving you an update along about 6:30. On Sounds of Praise. Okay, excuse me, 4:13 here on WMFO in Medford. Let me give you our phone number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
If someone you love has a problem with drugs and alcohol,
he's not expecting this.
Yeah, but it's the right thing.
There is something you can do.
You think he'll be okay with this?
Shh. Here he comes.
Congratulations!
You can celebrate his recovery every chance you get. For drug and alcohol treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
That's 1-800-662-HELP, H-E-L-P. And the message brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:18 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm here with Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And to give us a call, to get involved in the sports conversation, it's 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And we're also on WMFO.org, streaming live, and on the internet at www.WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. Okay, talk a little Red Sox later on the program. Let's get the scores in first, okay? How about that? Let's go to college football yesterday. Oh, actually, let's go back to Friday, October 13th, that lucky day. Wasn't so lucky. We had two upsets, not one, but two upsets. Syracuse, who was unranked, defeated number 2 Clemson 27-24. And California, who was unranked, defeated number 8, Washington State, 37-3. And yesterday, Alabama 41, Arkansas 9, Georgia 53, Missouri 28. Upset. Arizona State, who was unranked, defeated Washington, ranked number 5, 13-7. Not a good day for the big colleges in Washington. TCU 26, Kansas State 6, Wisconsin 17, Purdue 9, Ohio State 56, Nebraska 14. Upset. LSU, who's unranked, defeated Auburn, ranked number 10, 27-23. Miami 25, Georgia Tech 24. Oklahoma 29, Texas 24, USC 28, Utah 27, Oklahoma State 59, Baylor 16, Michigan 27, Indiana 20, and that was an overtime game. South Florida 23, Cincinnati 3. Upset. Boise State, who was unranked, defeated San Diego State, who was ranked number 19, 31-14. North Carolina State 35, Pittsburgh 17. Michigan State 30, Minnesota 27. UCF 63, East Carolina 21. Stanford 49, Oregon 7. West Virginia upset. West Virginia, who was unranked, defeated Texas Tech, who was ranked number 24, 46-35. And another upset. Unranked Memphis defeated Navy, who was ranked number 25, 30-27. And the UMass South Florida game was canceled. It might have been best for the U.S. I don't know if they're in South Florida's league. But anyway, that game was canceled, I guess, because of weather. 422 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're on the internet also, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 15th. It seems like once summer ended, like fall just flying by. It's the middle of October already. And you know what that means. What's it mean? It means you try to get out all the winter gear and all the good stuff that we're famous for around here. Well, I guess it's better than hurricanes and fires and floods and all the other stuff that's going on in other parts of the country as well. So we thank God for what we have and just move right along. Okay, 423 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, October 15th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, very simple. Just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I will be back. I promise.
You two must be proud of Johnny.
Oh, we sure are.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
So he's got a job at the dealership, right?
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, right, the dealership. You know, he just started there and...
Actually, it's been about 6 weeks.
Has it been that long?
And what's he doing there?
Well, he does a bit of, Helen, what?
Detailing.
Yeah, right, detailing. Gotta have a beautiful car if you're gonna sell it, you know?
He just loves it. He really does.
Actually, Tom, he hates washing cars. He just thinks it's a good opportunity to let the boss see he's a hard worker so we can move into sales.
But he's happy doing what he does. You know, that's my Johnny. He pushes through that. He's a forward thinker.
And he graduates next year, right?
Oh, no. He's still...
Yes, he does, Tom.
Oh, Johnny? Sure, Johnny graduates next year. I thought you were talking about...
Who, Tom?
Need to get closer to your family?
So, Larry, you've got kids? Let's talk about them.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 428 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. Okay, let's bring up the background music just in case. Yesterday in National Hockey League, Maple Leafs 4 and the Canadiens 3, that was an overtime game. The Lightning 2 and the Blues 1. New Jersey 3 and the Rangers 2. Flyers 8 and the Capitals 2. Penguins 4 and the Panthers 3. The Jets 2 and the Hurricanes 1. The Blue Jackets 5 and the Wild 4. That was an overtime game. Stars 3 and the Avalanche 1. The Bruins 6 and the Coyotes 2. The Blackhawks 2 and the Predators 1. That was an overtime game. The Senators 6 and the Oilers 1. The Flames 5 and the Canucks 2. The Kings 4 and the Sabres 2. And the Islanders 3 and the Sharks 1. In that Bruins game, at 15:31 of the first period, Kemp scored for the Coyotes. Got his first goal of the year with assists from Duclair and Shen. But at 16:07, Pasternak came back with his second goal of the year. Got his assist from Shara and Carlo at the end of one period, 1-1. Second period, Bruins went crazy. 1:39, the second period, DeBrusk got his second goal of the year on the power play with assist from Krejci and McAvoy. At 5:03, Shara got his first goal of the year with assist from Marchand and Pasternak. And at 16:21, Marchand got his third goal of the year with assists from Shara and McQuaid. At the end of two periods, Bruins 4, Coyotes 1. At 16:25 of the third period, Larson got his first goal of the year on the power play with assists from Demers and Stepan, and that made it 4-2. But at 16:48, Shara got his second goal of the year with assists from Heinen and Kirilli, and that made it 5-2 Bruins. And at 18:37, Bork, not Ray, got his first goal of the year on the power play with assists from Heinen and DeBrusk. Bruins got their second win of the year. They are 2-2 on the season. Khudobin started in goal, got his 29th. He got 29 saves on 31 shots. Dominque got 23 saves on 29 shots. Bruins, like I said, win it 6-2. Still much too early as far as I'm concerned to get any grasp on what's going on with the Bruins or even the rest of the National Hockey League for that matter. But it seems like the young players are trying to hold their own. Of course, the Coyotes have not won a game this year yet, but the young players look pretty good in that first game. Then they lost 2 in a row. And Patrice Bergeron, one of their main cogs, is not played yet with a lower body injury. So hopefully when they get him back, we'll see how far the team can progress. It's going to be, I think, sort of like a mini Boston Celtics season. The Bruins breaking in a lot of new guys, and the Celtics breaking in a lot of new guys. And so it's going to be interesting to see how the new guys blend with the older guys and how far they can move the team forward. Same thing I think can be said about the Celtics, and so we'll talk about them a little bit later on in the program as well. It's 4:32 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app at 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 15th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports talk, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. Promise.
Influenza can be a serious disease, especially if you're at high risk.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma, diabetes, or any other chronic medical condition, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're pregnant during influenza season, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're 50 or older, yes. If your child is from 6 months up to 5 years of age, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you live or work with anyone in these high-risk groups, yes. Prevent influenza. Get immunized. Some people don't think influenza is serious, but they're wrong. Dead wrong. This year's influenza virus will kill as many as 36,000 people. Influenza is that serious. We are too.
Are you talking to me?
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 Yes, we're talking to you.
Influenza vaccine is available in a variety of places. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and this station.
And also your friends here at Sounds of Praise and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:37 at the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tommy, your Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here regularly every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Football League. And as a regular listener, you know that I am in a hot battle with my son Scott, his son Kyle, which makes him my grandson, and our good friends Kenny and Bill. And right now, after getting off to a good start, then Kenny got ridiculously hot. I'll get it out there. He took over first place for a couple of weeks, but he couldn't stand the pressure. And so I'm back in first place. I have 49 wins and 28 losses. Kenny and Bill. Bill had a great week. He's tied up with Kenny for second place, 47 and 30. Kyle is in third place, 43 and 34. And Scott did all the hard number work. And he's in the basement, 42 and 35. And starting off this new week, and I just want to add, because you're a new listener, that we are not talking about points here. We're just talking about trying to pick the ones who win the game, and that's difficult enough. If you're trying to pick the points, that makes it even more difficult. Like I said, I'm in first place, and my percentage is only 63%. So there you go. You figure it out. The gambler's got it made. Okay, going into this week, week six, on Thursday, I think everybody got off to a bad start on Thursday. I think we all had the Panthers, and the Eagles won. It's amazing how one person can make such an impact it depends on who the person is. But Luke Kuechly went down with a potential concussion or a neck injury or both. And right after that, the Eagles just, tore the place apart and won the game against the Panthers, and the Panthers were at home. And everybody was raving about Cam Newton's big comeback. He hadn't come back far enough yet. And if Kuechly's out for any period of time, who knows how far the Panthers may drop. But here we go into another week. I've got the Falcons over the Dolphins. I've got the Ravens over the Bears. I got the Browns over the Texans. I got the Packers over the Vikings. I got the Saints over the Lions. Patriots over the Jets. I got Washington over the 49ers. I got the Buccaneers over the Cardinals. I got the Rams over the Jaguars. The Chiefs over the Steelers, even though I'm not really sold on the Chiefs yet as being the best team in the league, but we'll see. I can't believe that Carr's coming back after only 1 week after severely breaking a bone in his back. Got to be crazy. Anyway, I get the Raiders over the Chargers. I get the Broncos over the Giants. And on Monday night, I've got the Colts over the Titans. I don't think Mariota is going to be back, at least not in time for Monday night's game. Okay, so we'll see how far those picks take me as far as staying ahead of the boys here. But anyway, Patriots had a better defensive game. The only reason the score was close, they went into prevent defense near the end of the game with a lead. But prevent defenses, to me, never prevent anything. Certainly allows the other team to move down into field goal range. So why play prevent defense at all? Just if you're winning and you've got a decent margin for victory, 10 points or more, going to take two scores, play your regular game. What? But anyway, what do I know? They're making big bucks coaching these guys, and I'm sitting here just enjoying myself. Anyway, But anyway, I look for the Patriots to bounce back against the Jets big time. And since everybody's concerned about Brady's left shoulder, I hope the Patriots put a big hurt on the Jets right quick. And Jimmy Garoppolo can get some playing time. How about that? Hopefully the Patriots offensive line will figure things out. And the Jets, who, you know, got a lot of new guys in their back defensive backfield, and certainly aren't phasing anybody with their offense. I think the Patriots should win handily. I would be surprised if they don't. A big game of the week maybe could be the it wasn't a big game of the week. well, the Steelers having problems as well. Ben Roethlisberger is having problems. Antonio Brown is having problems. Le'Veon Bell is having problems. So we'll see if they can right the ship against the Chiefs. But I picked the Chiefs, who've been looking pretty good thus far. Undefeated, only undefeated team in the NFL. We'll see how far that goes. Do I have next week? I think I have next week's schedule. Where is it? I saw it here a little while ago. Okay, here it is. Next week, let's see who the Chiefs are playing next week. Ooh, Chiefs have a Thursday night game against the Raiders. But like I said, I'm still leery about how well Carr is going to be with that back injury. Coming back so quickly after that back injury, I guess that's the thing. And if you're a Patriots fan, we have the Falcons Super Bowl repeat. That's a Sunday night game next week, so that's going to be a big one. We'll see how that goes. Falcons have been having their problems as well, but they should cruise by the Dolphins this week. Dolphins have not been playing well at all. 444 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 15th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world? 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. I will be back.
Girl Scout cookies probably looks very simple.
You just buy a few boxes from a Girl Scout and that's it, right?
But you wouldn't believe the skills we learn by the whole experience of selling them.
Did you know there are things you as a customer can do to help us?
Say hello. Always gets things off on the right foot.
Eye contact is key. We're developing our people skills.
Ask us about our inventory. We have something for every taste. Notice our new boxes. They tell the story of what we do.
And people like a good story.
Ask us where the money goes.
Our team gets to decide.
We're building a playground.
We're planning our first trip abroad.
We're going to our first pro baseball game.
Let us know if you are a Girl Scout.
Girl Scouts are everywhere.
So thanks for your help this year.
We can tell
you're going to be a great cookie buyer.
When a Girl Scout sells you cookies, she's building a lifetime of skills and confidence.
You are so ready to buy cookies.
This is what a girl can do. Girl Scout cookie season is here. Find your cookies at GirlScoutCookies.org.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:51 is the Brown Perspective on Sport. Time on host Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. I've got about 9 minutes more to get into the sports conversation, and do that by giving me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. Not doing so bad for 4:51 in the morning. Okay, before we get off football, Patriots, Ron Gronkowski is scheduled to play, and as we said, Brady is said that he can play with his slightly damaged left shoulder, and we're praying that the defense, the offensive line, plays a lot better and protects him, and so that could be foremost in their minds. Hopefully, they'll get that done, and then the defense played, you know, a lot better last week against Tampa Bay. And we'll hopeful that will continue. And we'll get on a roll. They'll take us right into Minnesota, where I believe the Super Bowl is going to be played this year. Okay, 4:52 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. The season starts on Tuesday, I do believe. And as far as Boston is concerned, the big game is the Celtics at the Cavaliers. Now, from what I understand, LeBron James is kind of iffy for that first game with a sprained ankle. So it'll take a little of the luster off the game if he does not play. But I'm interested to see what the Celtics are going to do. Aaron Baines had a hyperextended knee, but supposedly it's not serious. He's day-to-day, from what I understand. And it'll be interesting to see whether he starts. It'll be interesting to see who, or whether he plays, rather. It'll be interesting to see who the starting lineup, what the starting lineup is going to be. From what I understand, the Cavaliers are planning to start Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose in the backcourt. Now, that is a very, very experienced backcourt. But it is not going to be the best defensive backcourt that the Celtics face all year. And there's J.R. Smith is probably coming off the bench, which he's not happy about. Hey, J.R. Smith, come on. Just take your money and keep your mouth shut, you know? The Cavaliers are experimenting with Kevin Love at the center position. I don't know how that's going to work out. Kevin, you know, not a great defense, not a great defender playing power forward. Well, you know, he rebounds, you know, very well. But defense has not been his forte. And we're going to see how that works out. I guess they're trying to beef up their bench. So we'll see if that works or not. It's 4:54 here on WMFO in Medford. Let me give you Sports Illustrated. This is their picks for the NBA projections. They have in the East, Cavaliers 1, Celtics 2, Wizards 3, Raptors 4, Bucks 5, Hornets 6, Heat 7, Pistons 8, 76ers 9, Knicks 10, Pacers 11, Hawks 12, Magic 13, and Nets 14, and the Bulls in the basement. Well, I differ. I would say quite a bit. I got Cavaliers 1, Celtics 2, Wizards 3, Raptors 4, Bucks 5. I got the 76ers in 6th place. And then we'll let the rest of those guys battle it out for the other spots because I don't think there's much difference between them. But we'll see. Maybe Avery Bradley can lift. I don't see the Hornets are going to be that high. And the Heat might be better. I haven't seen them. Could be better. But I got the 76ers in 6th place, so we'll see where that goes, how far that goes. And that's based upon staying healthy, Joel Embiid. Out West, more differential. They have the Warriors number 1, Rockets 2, Spurs 3, Thunder 4, Timberwolves 5, Trailblazers 6, Clippers 7, Jazz 8, Nuggets 9, Grizzlies 10, Pelicans 11, Mavericks 12, Lakers 13, Kings 14, and the Suns in the basement. I differ. I have the Warriors 1, Thunder 2. I don't see why anyone would think that Chris Paul by himself added to Harden, two backcourt guys, you know, are going to lift the Rockets into second place. I just don't see that. I got the Spurs 3, Rockets 4, Thunder 5, Timberwolves 5, Trailblazers 6, Pelicans 7. And that's based upon hopefully getting a healthy Rajon Rondo back and reuniting him with Boogie Cousins and Davis. And yeah, I think they're much, much better. They may even go over the Trailblazers as far as that's concerned. And then there's the Clippers, Jazz, Nuggets, Grizzlies, Pelicans, Mavericks, Pelicans way down to 11. Mavericks, Lakers, Kings, and Suns. I'll go along with that. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 and FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 15th, 2017, edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And it's 4:58 now. We don't have too much time to talk. I thought I would be able to give you my estimation. And we didn't mention it in the program, but the firing of John Farrell and what the Red Sox need to do to progress beyond where they finished this year. And I guess, you know, I think Dombrowski just wanted to get in his own man. And the fact that we went out twice in the first round, the last 2 years, I guess he went to ownership and said, hey, we can do better if I get my man in there managing. And I have no clue who that's going to be. So we'll have to wait and see on that. Have a few ideas of how we need to improve the team offensively. And we'll see where how those things go. The big question mark, I guess, is Dustin Pedroia. Is he going to get knee surgery that will keep him out for maybe a great part of next year as well, next season as well? Or is he going to be able to just manage the knee situation and play sparingly because we have other people to take his place? Okay, we'll talk about that next Sunday here on A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:59, The Brown Perspective on Sports Time. Time to get ready for another edition of Sounds of Praise. We have more new music and top hits coming your way. And so, therefore, you stay tuned for that. And hope to see you next Sunday at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again here on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports.